It was a long way from Gaylord's to this cave, though. No, that was not the long way. The long way was going to be from this cave to Gaylord's. Kashkin had taken him there first, and he had not liked it. Kashkin had said he should meet Karkov, because Karkov wanted to know Americans, and because he was the greatest lover of Lope de Vega in the world, and thought Fuente Ovejuna was the greatest play ever written. Maybe it was at that, but he, Robert Jordan, did not think so. He had liked Karkov, but not the place. Karkov was the most intelligent man he had ever met, wearing black riding boots, gray breeches, and a gray tunic, with tiny hands and feet, puffily fragile of face and body, with a spitting way of talking through his bad teeth, he looked comic when Robert Jordan first saw him. But he had more brains and more inner dignity and outer insolence and humor than any man that he had ever known. Gaylord's itself had seemed indecently luxurious and corrupt, but why shouldn't the representatives of a power that governed a sixth of the world have a few comforts? Well, they had them, and Robert Jordan had at first been repelled by the whole business, and then had accepted it and enjoyed it. Kashkin had made him out to be a hell of a fellow, and Karkov had at first been insultingly polite, and then when Robert Jordan had not played at being a hero, but had told a story that was really funny and obscenely discreditable to himself, Karkov had shifted from the politeness to a relieved rudeness, and then to insolence, and they had become friends. Kashkin had only been tolerated there. There was something wrong with Kashkin, evidently, and he was working it out in Spain. They would not tell him what it was, but maybe they would now that he was dead. Anyway, he and Karkov had become friends, and he had become friends, too, with the incredibly thin, drawn, dark, loving, nervous, deprived, and unbitter woman with a lean, neglected body and dark, gray-streaked hair cut short, who was Karkov's wife, and who served as an interpreter with the tank corps. He was a friend, too, of Karkov's mistress, who had cat eyes, reddish-gold hair, sometimes more red, sometimes more gold, depending on the coiffures, a lazy, sensual body, made to fit well against other bodies, a mouth made to fit other mouths, and a stupid, ambitious, and utterly loyal mind. This mistress loved gossip and enjoyed a periodically controlled promiscuity, which seemed only to amuse Karkov. Karkov was supposed to have another wife somewhere besides the tank corps one, maybe two more, but nobody was very sure about that. Robert Jordan liked both the wife he knew and the mistress. He thought he would probably like the other wife, too, if he knew her, if there was one. Karkov had good taste in women. There were sentries with bayonets downstairs outside the porte cochere at Gaylord's, and tonight it would be the pleasantest and most comfortable place in all of besieged Madrid. He would like to be there tonight instead of here, though it was all right here now they had stopped that wheel, and the snow was stopping, too. He would like to show his Maria to Karkov, but he could not take her there unless he asked first, and he would have to see how he was received after this trip. Goltz would be there after this attack was over, and if he had done well, they would all know it from Goltz. Goltz would make fun of him, too, about Maria, after what he'd said to him about no girls.